Russia says that Moscow and Washington need to consolidate their efforts rather than exchange accusations following a breakdown in Syria peace talks in Geneva.
Indeed, our Western colleagues, especially Americans, strongly criticized our actions. There was a heated debate between us during the meeting. But when the UN journalist tried to force me to repeat this polemic just after the meeting, I did not do it, and I'm not going to do it right now because I'm convinced that there is no need to exchange mutual accusations. Rather, there is a need to consolidate our efforts with the Americans.
Strickland's remarks come amid Western accusations that Moscow sabotaged the talks by military supporting the Syrian government's offensive against terrorists in northwestern Aleppo province. The Russian envoy rejected the claim, saying that Moscow has even proposed constructive ideas about how a ceasefire could be implemented. The comments followed a closed-door meeting of the United Nations Security Council on Syria. UN Special Envoy for Syria, Stefan de Mistura, attended the meeting to brief the 15-member council about the failure of the negotiations.
The UN Security Council convened behind closed doors to hear an update on the Syria negotiations in Geneva. Speaking after the session, Russia's ambassador Vitaly Churkin blamed the Syrian opposition's negotiating team for the suspension of the Geneva talks.
We believe that the Ariad delegation, if I may call it this way, opposition group which presented itself as the main participant from the opposition, in our view, did not really come to negotiate. They came to look for a pretext to walk out of the negotiations. We are disappointed that the opposition was not as representative as it is supposed to be.
The Russian diplomat also criticized exclusion of the Kurdish nationalists from the long-awaited negotiations. Churkin defended Russia's military operations that have been carried out in Syria at the request of the Syrian government and criticized Turkey's role in the conflict.
It's very hard to talk about a serious ceasefire if the border between Turkey and Syria is being crossed all the time by terrorists, and weapons are being brought in to Syria from Turkey, which feed into the fighting forces of the terrorist groups and opposition. It's not for nothing that President Hollande of France raised the need to block the border between Syria and Turkey, and we support that idea.
Responding to a question from Press TV, Venezuelan Ambassador Rafael Ramirez, whose country holds the rotating presidency of the Security Council, said the issue of closing the Turkish-Syrian border was on the agenda to halt the everyday flow of weapons and supplies into the hands of terrorists in Syria.
Well, it was an issue for discussing the situation in the north of Syria now, and we believe that the government is conducting a military operation in order to combat this phenomenon.
In separate remarks, French representatives blamed the Syrian government for the ongoing humanitarian crisis and criticized Russia's involvement. Though representatives expressed differing interpretations of events in Geneva, all parties agree that negotiations are key to a peaceful resolution of the conflict in Syria. Caleb Maupin, Press TV, New York.